Sixth Perek of Erevin Mishneh Yud. This is based on the concept of the previous Mishnah. We're talking about two chateres that are connected to one another. There's one inner one and the other one further out, closer to the Mavli. And the inner people have to walk through, the outside want to get out. Shachar Echa Menachit Soyne Velo Erev. If one of the outside people did not make an Erev, so Pnimes Muteres, Chitsoyne Asura. The inside one made a good Erev, the Erev is a good Erev. The outside one is Asura because they left somebody out of the Erev. Now we learned before that every single member of Yechatzah has to be involved in the Erev in order for it to work. Pnimes Velo Erev, one of the inside people that make Erev, Shtei Masuras. That's like the Tanakam, the previous Mishnah, that if the inside people are also to carry from their house to their chatzah, then also that Ezer is also expands into the chatzah of the chitzayin, since they walk into the outside chatzah. Not nei rabbi malkam echad. If both chatzeres they made one combined Erev, you can do that. As long as there's a pesach, there's an opening between two areas, you can make one Erev for both. If there's a solid wall between the two, then two entities, at an okesha, you don't have to make independent Erev. But if there's a wall with a pesach, the breach in the wall, then if they want, they can make it independently. If they don't, they can make one Erev together, as we will see in the next parak. So here they put all their Erev, both of the Erev, in one place. And they put it in the outside one. Now, if even one of the outside people forgot, but all the inside people made their Erev, it's still possible. Why? Because if inside people made an independent Erev, so they can treat themselves as an independent entity. But here they put the Erev in the outside part, so they were all one unit. So we have, as much as we have to look at them all one unit, and one of the members of the entire unit is not part of this Erev, the entire Erev does not work. Each chatzah had only one individual, they don't have to make an Erev. Why? Because that we learned before, this is going like the Tanna Kamma, that says that if the inside person is permitted to carry from his house to his chatzah, he doesn't ask on the outside person. So the inside chatzah is only one person, he doesn't have to make an Erev between his private house and private chatzah, and therefore, since the outside person is also a private chatzah, the fact that the inside guy is walking through the outside one is not ask, because the Tanna Kamma holds that as long as the inside one is permitted in his area, he's walking through the outside, does not consider an extra entity as the outside one that can answer it.